This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Peace TV, the solution for humanity.
It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space. Return upon rest, a way of life.
Inna alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وبعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الحديث حد محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. May Allah's blessing, mercy and peace be upon all of us. Amin. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Fellow brothers and sisters in Islam, today we are going to discuss a very important topic. As a Muslim, there is a topic of da'wah. Now before we talk about da'wah, we want to understand what is the definition of da'wah according to the teaching of Quran and the Sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Always remember, when you talk about Islam, Islam belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't belong to me or to you or to our forefather, but it belongs to Allah. So anything you want to talk about Allah's religion, you must refer to his book. That is the Holy Quran. And when you talk about Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, you cannot say, I think it's okay, I think like this, I think like that. No, you must just go back direct to the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ in Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, or the other Sahih Hadith. Meaning, what I'm trying to share with all of you today is, we are talking about a very important topic now, about the message of da'wah, al-Islamiyah. When you talk about da'wah, da'wah means inviting, calling. Invite and call people who are not yet Muslim to Islam. That is what da'wah is. If I'm talking to fellow Muslim, if I'm addressing Muslim, in the mosque example, I'm not doing any da'wah work. Because this is just nasiha, adinu nasiha, means I'm here to remind each other who believe in Allah and the Prophet. From not a good Muslim to be a better Muslim, from not practicing Muslim to a practicing Muslim. That's all. But I cannot say that when I'm talking to fellow Muslim, I'm doing da'wah. No. The misconception of da'wah make us forget our main duty towards fellow mankind, our neighbor, our next of kin who are not yet Muslim, our good friend, our business partner who have been with us for years and years, but they do not know anything about Islam because we do not call them to Islam. Now all Muslims know that there are two kinds of responsibility to be a Muslim. There's one fardu ain and fardu kifaya. That means an obligation upon every Muslim and something that is not upon all Muslims, just a group of Muslims. Da'wah, the Prophet ﷺ said, بَلِّغُ أَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً. Convey for me even one ayah that you have learned from Prophet Muhammad, saying, you must share it with others. Now why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala address us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the title of Khairu Ummah? Because we are Ummah of responsibility, not only to fellow Muslim, but to mankind as a whole. Linnas jami'ah. What is our main responsibility? Ta'muruna bil ma'ruf. That means it's our duty to invite people to ma'ruf. What is the best ma'ruf? That is Islam. Because the most important ma'ruf is to tawheed. Call people to know Allah and to worship the only one God that created all of us. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then only watanhauna anil munkar, and always remind them to stay away from anything that will destroy their iman and all kind of munkar that is bad for them. وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. And also we always remind people to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent not only to the Arabs, neither to me or to you only, but he was sent as a messenger of Allah to all mankind. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. This is what Allah said to Prophet Muhammad. O Muhammad, remind fellow mankind that you are the last messenger of Allah to all of them. Not only a prophet to the Arabs, like the early prophets. The early prophet, Allah sent them to a particular tribe and nation. Like Moses, Allah said, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ. Like Jesus, Allah said, وَإِذْ قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمْ لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. Oh, يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. They mean all other prophets were sent to a particular nation and tribes, where Muhammad was sent to all mankind. For the Chinese, for the Indian, for the Malay, for the Arabs, for the non-Arabs, Prophet Muhammad is the last messenger to all of us. And the message of Islam have proved that by believing in Allah alone and follow the teaching of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all race and nation and tribe will get together, become one ummah. There is the beauty of this religion. Because Islam calls people to unity. Whether you are different in color or tribe, it's not a problem to believe in one God. And when you believe in Allah and the Prophet, all of us is like a big family. We are no more stranger at all. Now we as Muslims has a big responsibility. Because we know Prophet Muhammad is the last messenger. There's no prophet after him. La nabi ba'di. The prophet said, there's no prophet after me. The responsibility of a prophet and messenger is on his ummah to us now. But what is happening today? We do have some group of Muslims who has been calling people to Islam. But only a small group of people. Maybe because a lot of people do not understand the concept of da'wah. We have a lot of Muslims who have been talking about Islam to fellow Muslims, just among Muslims. But they forget about the other group of the society. There's the people who are not yet Muslim. I remind all the brothers and sisters in Islam again, please, we are not here to judge people and say that they are non-Muslim. We are saying that they are not yet Muslim. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them guidance after we call them to Islam. The Prophet has said it very clearly. بَلِّغُ أَنِّي وَلَا آيَةٌ. Even one saying of the Prophet that we have learned from him or from his saying in the hadith, we must convey and share it with others. It's very wrong for us to keep the knowledge of Islam within ourselves, because Islam belongs to all of us, belongs to all mankind. That is what Islam stands for. ISLAM. I shall love all mankind. Not only to the Arabs, not only to the Muslims, but to all mankind. This universal message is very important for us to understand, then we bring it to other people. Of course, when you want to call people to Islam, you must understand the basic teaching of this religion first. If we don't understand the spirit of Islam, it's not easy for us to invite others to Islam. Because Islam do not invite people to racism, yeah, to tribalism, to anarchism. But we bring people to be under one big family. That we are the children of Adam and we are like a brother and sisters in this world and hereafter. Now, da'wah is very important not only for me, but to every group of Muslims. That's why Allah said, وَلْتَقُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةُ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوِ يَنْحَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. What Allah is saying, He is telling us, among you, what is the meaning of among you? Now, in the time of the Prophet, who is the one who called other people to Islam? The Prophet, who is the leader among all the Muslims. He called other leaders to be Muslim. But today, only people like you, like me, maybe, lay person like us will call people to Islam. But where is the leader? Where is the big businessman? Where is all the great people, yeah, who is doing the da'wah? What is happening today is, When you talk about da'wah, people always leave this work to the imam, the sheikh, maybe to scholars. But people forget that da'wah is not something that is only for the scholars, but it's for every Muslim who know about Islam. They must get involved in da'wah. Because Allah has said, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْحَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. What's the meaning of this ayah? Allah wants all of us to be the winner at the end of the day. Now, how can you be part of the winner? How can you be the part of the team? Because we are the khairu ummah, the best ummah. Then Allah is telling among you. What do you understand by this term, among you? Among the leader, like in the time of the Prophet, who is the one who called people to Islam? Is the leader. When the Prophet was alive, the Prophet sent letters to the king of Rome, the king of Persia, invite them to Islam. When Abu Bakr became the Khalifa, Abu Bakr is the one who called other leaders to Islam. The same go to Omar, Osman and Ali. Meaning among Muslim leaders, also they must have a group of people who will call other leaders to Islam, to peace, to become one family, to worship one God, the God who created every one of us. This is very important. But now, da'wah is only like me, or like some shuyukh, some imam going here and there. But how about the Muslim leader? We call upon Muslim leader. Let us do this da'wah together. Let us save this world. Let us call other leader to become our family in this world and hereafter. And also among the minister, example. I'm talking of the leader first. Now among the minister, you have some minister who are Muslim, some minister who are not yet Muslim. We mix around, we share a lot of common values, common issues. You know, we travel together, we eat together. But why don't we tell them about Islam? Of course, we are not forcing anybody. But at least let them hear what is Islam. Let them know who is Allah. Let them know who is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you are not going to do da'wah, then other people is going to talk about our religion who don't understand about this religion. And they will mispresent Islam and Prophet Muhammad to others. So a lot of misunderstanding is because the Muslim is not doing da'wah enough to the people who are not yet Muslim. I always use the term not yet Muslim because I'm not going to judge them. Oh, you are non-Muslim. No. Maybe today he is not a Muslim. Later on, he become a Muslim. Now, this is important. Among the businessmen, there are some businessmen who are Muslim, some businessmen who are not yet Muslim. You have business among yourself. Why don't you show him what is Islam? How do Islam want us to conduct in a business deal and so on? Show them the Islamic value. If they find that Islam benefit everybody, then why not? Everybody wants something that is good. But we know what is good for us. But we do not open it up and share it to other people. Do not know about Islam. So don't blame them if they don't want to be a Muslim or they talk bad about us because it's our own wrongdoing. Yeah, it's because of our own mistake. We are to be blamed. The same go to the doctors, teachers, among us. Like we as a normal person, public, we go out to meet with the public and we share with them about Islam. We invite them to Islam. Alhamdulillah. Example, in my country, we try to do our level best in the multiracial society. And alhamdulillah, a lot of people who are not yet Muslim, the Chinese, the Indian, or some of the people come to us. When they know about Islam, the beauty of Islam, the Islamic value is a universal value, not an Arabic religion or Arabic value or Malay or Pakistan or Indian value, but it's a universal value. Alhamdulillah, they become Muslim. Now, our duty is just convey the message. It's not our duty to make people Muslim. Our duty, وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَغُ وَاللَّهُ يَحْدِي مَا يَشَاءُ. Our duty is to convey, Allah give guidance to whom He please. Why I want to call all of the brothers and sisters wherever you are, young or old, male or female, is our responsibility. It's because I want all of us to end up to be a winner. I want all of us to be khairu ummah. Because this is what the Prophet ﷺ wants us to do. We got to carry out the mission of the Prophet if we love the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. Of course, among the Indian, among the Indian Muslim, it's better for you to approach your people. You understand them better, you understand their culture better. Among the Chinese, maybe it's easier for the Chinese to talk to their own people. But Islam is more than that. Everybody can interact, can show them the beauty of Islam, Islam for all race, all culture. This is the beauty of Islam. Now, I'm going to share with you one important point. There are three groups of people that we are going to encounter when you do da'wah. First is people who are not yet Muslim. Now, how to present Islam to them? To these kind of people, you just highlight the importance of believing in one God, tawheed and akhlaq, and the Islamic value. And explain to them, so don't misinterpret, don't misunderstand Islam and Muslim, or like in our country, in Malay, Malay and Islam. Malay is a race. Arab is a race. Islam have nothing to do with race. Islam is a religion that belongs to Allah. Everyone come to Islam. Islam don't follow us. We follow Islam. Make them understand the difference between Muslim and Islam. Muslim is a people. Islam is a teaching. And also the difference between Islam and race. Nothing to do with race. Islam belongs to everybody. Now after they know, then you come to the second level. That the people who are new to Islam, then you should have a follow-up program. Teach them the fardu ain, the basic knowledge that every Muslim must know, male or female. Like what the Prophet said, talab ilm faridatan ala kulli Muslim. Seeking knowledge is an obligation upon all Muslims, male and female. This is the right of every one of us. Then the third one is you must remind fellow Muslim the important to work together as a team. The important to understand the verses of Allah. Innamal mu'minuna ikhwah fa'aslihu bayna akhawaykum wattaqullah la'allakum turhamun. Indeed, all Muslim and believer is like a family. And you must always try to strengthen the family ties. Don't create friction, division, anger, enemy among you. Don't fight with each other. A Muslim are not supposed to create hatred among themselves. A Muslim are not supposed to have enviness among Muslims. No. Nobody is perfect. If you see somebody is wrong, it's our duty to remind each other. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, وَزَكِّ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Meaning, as a Muslim who have been a Muslim for some time, what we need to do is we got to remind each other again and again how to be a better Muslim, what is our main responsibility, what must we do, what must we stay away from. This is the do and the don't. And then also it's very important that the Muslim, the born Muslim, must show the Islamic brotherhood to this new brother or new sister who come and join us in Islam. Because they are new and we are considered as the old Muslim, born Muslim, so we should welcome them to Islam. Now this is very important. For the born Muslim, we strengthen the ukhwah, the Islamic brotherhood. Now if the Muslim encounter any problem or they have any dispute among themselves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have shown a better way to solve our problem. Allah says in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu ati Allah wa ati Rasul wa ulil amri minkum fa in tanazaktum fi shay' farudduhu ila Allah wa Rasul. Now Allah is reminding us, giving us guidance. O you who believe, obey Allah and obey the prophets and obey the leader among yourself. If any time you are dispute in any matters, whether it is a personal matter, family problem, whether it's a community problem, social problem, then let us sit down together and refer the final verdict to what Allah said and what the Prophet said. Not what I say, what you say, no, but what Allah and the Prophet said. You solve your problem. The Muslims have the best way to solve their problem by referring to what Allah said and what Prophet said. Because what Allah said is true, never go wrong. What the Prophet said will be blessed. What I say and you say, maybe right, maybe wrong. So why not we follow Allah and the Prophet? They're the best for us to refer to. Now you solve your problem as Muslim. Then you show good example to people who are new to Islam. and also for people who are not yet Muslim. The best da'wah, according to our Prophet ﷺ, is da'wah bilhal. That means through good example, good character. So da'wah is a responsibility to all of us. I personally want to call upon a lot of people, yeah, from all levels of the society, meaning from the top to the bottom. Everybody get involved in da'wah. Why? Because the Prophet has promised us. فَوَاللَّهِ لِأَنْ يَحْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَحِدًا خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ حُمْرِ النِّعَمِ. Or another word, خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا. He swear with the name of Allah, our Prophet said, I swear with the name of Allah, if any one of us who have been a Muslim, try your best to call one person to Islam in your lifetime, and that person, Allah give hidayah through your little effort, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward you kindly in the hereafter. You are the richest person in hereafter because you managed to save one soul. But if you have all the money that you want in this world, you are a millionaire or billion or trillionaire, but you cannot even save one soul, you are poor in the hereafter. So let us be rich, yeah, in the hereafter. You are poor maybe here, but let us be rich over there. Because how poor you are in this world is just for a while. Because this world is temporary. The hereafter is an everlasting world. And Islam wants to invite all of us to be successful in the hereafter, to be the winner, to get Allah's blessing and to enter the Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So fellow brother and sister in Islam, please don't take this da'wah matter lightly, because it's a very important issue. Because it's our duty to feel for others. We are so sad to see a lot of our friend, our neighbor, who are not yet Muslim. Not because they do not want to be a Muslim, because the Muslims do not even go to them and tell them what is Islam. We have been very unfair to a lot of people. We have been unjust to a lot of people because we like to pass judgment to others without calling them to Islam. So don't ever call people, you are kuffar, you are disbeliever, if you do not carry out your responsibility to invite them to Islam. Fellow brothers and sisters, da'wah is a simple thing. It's not a difficult work actually. What I used to share with my students is that da'wah is like a salesman. A da'i is like a salesman. We know that our product is a good product. It's the best product in the market. Our duty is to promote this product. We don't have to criticize other people's product. They have their own product. We have our own product. And we know Islam is the best product because Islam is a perfect and complete religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It teaches us everything. Anything you want to do about this world, there is an answer in the Holy Quran. So, alhamdulillah, we are lucky because we have the divine guidance that guide us until today. Compared with other people, maybe they don't have any divine guidance anymore. But our guidance is still authentic. From the day it was revealed to Prophet Muhammad ﷺ until today, the word of Allah never changed. The law of Allah never changed. It applied to everybody and to all time. So we consider ourselves very lucky. But how about the people who do not know about Islam? It's our duty to try our best to reach them and save them. Fellow brother and sister, please show kindness and think about your neighbor, your friend who are not yet Muslim. They need your help. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for hidayah. At the end of the day, we can do is to invite them. What we can do is to invite them by Islam. And at night, we should make dua and ask Allah to give guidance. Because guidance comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah guide us and all our fellow brothers and sisters whom we know, and open the heart of the people who are not yet Muslim, so that one day they will become Muslim, become our brother and sister in dunya and in akhirah. Wa billahi tawfiqi wal akhir da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alamin subhanakallahumma bihamdika أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته